Thank you. It's always good to be able to praise the Lord. Amen. And we praise the Lord for being here tonight. God bless you. What a wonderful, beautiful day of the Lord. Amen. So we're glad that you're here tonight. So excited for you to be here tonight. I want you tonight, take your Bible tonight and turn with me to Psalms 111:10. 111:10. See, I got an echo going on here. That's all right. That's all right. Now we started out Sunday morning with the four chairs. And for you that haven't been here this week, and this is your first time here, we welcome you tonight. But I want you to understand tonight that there's four chairs, and the purpose of a revival is to get everybody in this first chair, and that's the chair where you're sold out to Jesus. Amen. And so you're in the center of God's will. You're in the center of God's will, and God will help you. And sometimes this chair makes us nervous. But you think about the fourth chair with those that are lost. And even when a person in the fourth chair, when they come to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they move to this chair. They move to this chair. Just understand tonight, it's not about reaching perfection. It's about being a child of God. And even so, a babe in Christ sits in this chair, and he becomes, or she becomes, a disciple of Christ. Now, disciple, what is a disciple, church? Follower. He's a follower and a learner. And so, as babes in Christ, and even as though as we mature in Christ, we become a follower of Christ, we become a learner of Christ. That's what a disciple is. And so, we learn best when we're in this chair. Now, when we step into the second chair, and that's those who have lost their first love. They're no longer concerned about learning from God. I heard an army officer say one time, he was a drill sergeant, and he said these words, you know, in times when there was no war, when I'd fill up an auditorium with young army guys, he said I had a hard time keeping their attention. One of them is they was up all night. The other thing was, listen, there was no wars to fight. Because there was no wars to fight, they were not, the concern was not there. But it said, in time of war, those men would fight for the front seat. And they were perked up and they were listening because they knew that soon they would be in the battle. They soon would be in a battle. And so they didn't want to miss anything. They wanted to know all the tactics. They wanted to know when to retreat, when to stand and fight. They needed to learn to know all those things. And so the instructor said they were like sponges. Now, church, listen to me tonight. We're in a battle. We're in a battle. For every time when we need to perk up, it's now. And so you don't, a babe in Christ sits in this chair. Lots of folks sit in this chair. You don't have to reach a certain spiritual level to sit in this chair. You have to be in the center of God's will, whatever that looks like. And then willing to be able to be a learner of Christ. And so we learn this. We learn how to do battle, spiritual battle in the world that we're in. And so we learned last night that, you know, that we got to learn to trust Him. And so you learn to trust God in that first chair. You learn to lean not on your own understanding. That's what the other three chairs do. Amen. And so that chair, you learn to trust in God. God, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay here, Lord, simply because that's what you said. And then acknowledge Him in all your ways. And then He said, you know, God will direct your path. Now you can open up that scripture every day and it'll speak to you. Every day God wants to direct your path. And so it's a time of learning. And that's what I want us to do tonight. In that first chair, and that's where we want you to be at tonight, there's things that we need to learn. And the thing I want to focus on tonight is there's seven ways to acquire wisdom. We need the wisdom of God. Those that are getting ready to fight the battle, they need to have no wisdom on how to fight the battle. And so they're learning. And so we're learners of Christ. We're disciples of Christ. And so in Psalms 111, verse 10 says, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Have reverence for the Lord. Fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Now, church, listen, as individuals, we're sitting in God's chair as learners and followers. We need to learn wisdom. We need to learn wisdom, and I want to show you seven of them tonight. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Good understanding, have all things who do His commandments and praise Him forever. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Good understanding, have all things who do His commandments. All of those who do His commandments and praise endures forever. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You tonight. Lord, we come before You tonight, Lord. We come to know and understand, Lord, we need wisdom. Lord, in this new nature, Lord, in this new relationship, Lord, where we've been saved a week, or Lord, we've been saved 50 years. Lord, we can learn, and we learn, Lord, when we're in the center of Your will. And so, Lord, I pray to God tonight that, Lord, we can acquire Your wisdom. Lord, not the wisdom of the world, and Lord, it's all around us. But Lord, if we're going to fight this battle, Lord, we're in a battle. And Lord, we're in a battle in America. We're in a battle in the world that we live in, Lord. And so, Lord, we need wisdom. Wisdom, we need wisdom. So we ask You, Lord, tonight to give us wisdom. And so, Lord, I pray, God, You help us, Lord, tonight to learn that. And Lord, we ask all that in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you bear with me tonight. Listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 says these words. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of man. That our faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but put in the power of God. And so we get in the right perspective tonight, that we're not looking for the wisdom of man, but listen, God has wisdom, and that's the kind of wisdom that we're out for tonight. Listen to me, church. The Lord values us tonight. He values us so much that He has worked out the best possible plan for each of our lives. And so you don't have to look for another plan. You don't have to look for another path. You don't have to do that. God has worked all that out. That's why He created us in His image. God created us tonight in His image tonight for that purpose, so that we could understand who He is. God wants you to understand tonight. God wants you to understand tonight, if you're here tonight lost and don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God wants you to understand that He shed His blood on Calvary for your sins, and He offers you the free gift. And He wants you to know that tonight, and He wants you to know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So God created us in His own image so we can understand who He was, relating to Him personally. That's why it's so important to be in the first chair. In that first chair, you relate to God. God speaks to you through the Word. And you get to know Him in a personal way and discover what He wants you to do in our life. Isn't it good tonight to know, listen, this is what God wants me to do in my life? Somebody says, what are you doing these days? I'm doing the things that God has called me to do. And out of that first chair tonight, listen, something, hey, listen, that's not possible, or I've never experienced any of that. Listen, then you're not getting the full, all that God wants for you. He wants you, listen, we can discover what God wants us to do. And so the only way for us to experience that is to follow God's plan. Follow God's plan. So that's why tonight, a born-again child of God, new in the faith, can step into the first chair as a baby in Christ, and he or she can begin to follow God's plan and grow. That's why when you see, excuse me, that's why you see young Christians tonight, they accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. They've been the load of sin has been taken away from them. And listen, they're excited. They're excited about what God done for them. And God said, hey, listen, I don't never want you to lose that. And so we come to that place now. Some people go as far as saying, you know, you can't do that. We can't stay in that chair. You can't stay in the right relationship with God. God says you can. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. And so there's seven of those things that I want us to see tonight. And the first one, let me share the first one with you tonight, to acquire wisdom. That's what we're after. We're those learners that's sitting under the Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ, and we're learning tonight by seeking it as hidden treasures. As hidden treasures. Now we know that. We know that Solomon, in Proverbs chapter 2, take your Bible there tonight. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, says to them, it's like a father speaking to his son. And so we can listen in tonight. And so we're acquiring wisdom tonight. We want wisdom tonight to fight this battle that we're in. We want wisdom tonight. Listen, if we want to run around the room tonight, you would say, I need direction in this. I need wisdom in that. Then God, listen, God can give you that wisdom. And so listen up tonight. Listen up tonight. God wants to give you this wisdom. So it says we need to seek it as hidden treasure. My son, if you receive my word. And so there's a difference in hearing God's word. There's a difference in reading God's word. And then there's the difference in receiving God's word. And so Solomon says, hey, as you receive my word. And see, the thing about being in a right relationship with God, you're hungry for the word of God. And so Solomon says, if you receive my words. Now, the audience tonight that Solomon is talking about, a lot of them are hearing what he said, but there are a few of them that's receiving it. And so Solomon said, okay, for you tonight who have received my words. And then you take those words and you treasure my commandments within you. And he's describing those who are setting that first tier. He's describing those who have that right relationship with God. And then he says, so that you incline your ear to wisdom. And Solomon says, listen, as a teacher, as a learner in Christ, you incline your ear to wisdom. In other words, you're focusing, well, I need wisdom in my life to apply it to your heart. To understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment, crying out for the truth, longing for the truth, and if your voice for the understanding, if you seek her as silver, it's one of those things that you recognize. Listen, wisdom doesn't just pop out to you. Wisdom that which you got to dig for. That's why we need to be in the Word of God. That's why we need to be asking God. That's why we need to be praying. That's why we need to be fasting. That's why we need to be praying for revival. That's why we need to ask God, help me stay in a right relationship with you. And seek her as for hidden treasures. Then, and Solomon says then, now if you're receiving my word and you're treasuring up my commandments, and you incline your ear to wisdom and to understanding and to discernment, and you lift up your voice for understanding, and you're seeking her like silver, and you're searching for her like hidden treasures, then, Solomon said, listen, then you will, not maybe, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. God said, hey, listen, it's there you have to dig it out. It's there you have to listen to the words. You have to receive the words. You have to dig it out. I said, and God will give you the knowledge of God. And then he says in verse 6, says, for the Lord gives wisdom. And so God's not trying to hide it from you. God's not trying to hide it. Matter of fact, he'll feed you. He'll feed you wisdom if you receive it. But you got to be able to receive it. You got to be looking for it. You got to be digging for it. You got to look for it. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. It's one thing to have knowledge of God. It's another thing to say, I understand. Lord, I understand why I need wisdom. I understand, Lord, why I need that. Lord, I understand that. Lord, what I need to stay in the first chair. And then verse 7 says, he stores up sound wisdom. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is the shield to those who walk upright. He is the shield to those with integrity. And so God says, listen, I've got wisdom if you'll receive my word. I've got wisdom for you. Listen, and I got wisdom stored up. And so the first thing tonight, in those seven ways is you got to seek wisdom like hidden treasures. You got to go after it. You got to go after it. Wisdom is giving God. God has given us the skills to accomplish his task. The second thing tonight is to acquire wisdom, not by meditating on the Word of God, by meditating on the Word of God. And so Solomon, of all people, when Solomon talked to you, oftentimes he would say, here. Or James would say, here now. In other words, they come to a place, and they come to the place in the manuscript where he would say, okay, right here. Now we've come down the chapter, and we've talked about different things. They said, now, right here. And so as you begin to seek out things, you begin to dig out a treasure, and all of a sudden you pull up something, and there's something interesting, and you pick it up. We were going somewhere yesterday, and we were walking along, and Brother John reached down and said, hey, listen, there's an arrowhead. And you reach down, pick it up, and look at it, and it's, you know, you take an interest in it. And God is saying through Solomon, listen, this is like a hidden jewel. And it's there. Reach down and look for it, and when you look for it, you'll find it. And so the scripture says, you know, if you want wisdom, you gotta seek it. If you want wisdom, by meditating on the Word of God. Listen, you can't maintain the first chair and not be in this book. I hear people sometimes say, I pray all the time. What about the Word of God? Well, I don't do that much. Praying is great, but you need the Word of God. And so we need that to maintain. Listen, even a baby in Christ, they need to maintain that by being in the Word of God. They got to feed on the Word of God. 1 Corinthians talks about, you know, they're babes in Christ. Being a baby in Christ and being in the first chair, that's okay. That's okay to do that. So you don't have to be a scholar to be qualified to sit in the first chair. And so in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10, says these words, hear my son, or he's saying, listen to me. And sometimes I would say to one of my boys that hadn't got it right for the fourth time. I know you never relate to that, Brother John, but they're Kentucky boys. They're a little slower. And after the fourth time, and oftentimes, you know, it's something that daddy has to pay for, amen. Daddy has to pay for it. I would pull them aside, and I pull them aside and say, listen to me. Listen to me. If you do that again, you're going to have to pay the consequences. If you do that again, you're going to have to pay the consequences. And so that's the word here. It said that, you know, now listen to me. Listen to me, children of God. Listen to me, those who have received in the Word of God. Listen to me and receive my sayings. And then he said these words, and the years of your life will be many. He said, hey, listen to me and receive my sayings, and your years of your life will be many. It doesn't necessarily mean that God's going to strengthen your life. It just simply means this. If you're doing the right thing and you're doing it in the wisdom of God, listen, you'll just naturally live longer. Amen? You'll just naturally live longer. If you're doing the things of the world, if you're doing the things of the world, listen, just naturally don't live as long. If you listen to God, it said, and it said these words, I've taught you. I have taught you, listen, and he said, and he's saying, I have taught you, and I will teach you. Give him the word, amen. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. And I have led you in the right path. You see, the Word of God becomes our roadmap. It becomes that which we need every day in our life, and it leads us down the pathway of wisdom. And so that's why you need the Word of God. That's why if you're going to acquire wisdom and life, listen, you've got to be in the Word of God. And although it's written to those many years ago, listen, it still applies today. God still speaks to us today through this book. Today, in the Word of God. God speaks to us. God spoke to me today. And hey, it should be the natural thing for you to say to me, what has God said to you today? God should have spoke to you today. And the only reason that God hadn't spoke to you today is because you hadn't been seeking Him out. You hadn't been digging it up like treasure. You've not been looking for it. Has God spoke to you today? Is that God's fault or ours? Oh, me or amen. Amen. You see, the best way to begin each day, listen to me, the best way to start each day is to meditate on the Word of God. Now, sometimes in our Sunday school down through the years, we have the thing that you'd fill out. Your attendance here. Are you a daily Bible reader? Y'all do that? Y'all seen that down in the past? Those kind of things. Nothing wrong with being a daily Bible reader. But has God spoke to you? And so if the Word of God becomes a textbook, and that's all, listen, you can get yourself in trouble. You get yourself in trouble just by reading through it. In Bible college, listen, you spent so much time, you think of all places in Bible college, you know, that you'd always stay in the first chair. But what happens sometimes, listen, you studied the Word of God so much that it become a textbook instead of the Word of God speaking to you, and you'd slip out of the first chair into the second chair, and you find that, yeah, listen, I've lost my first love. I don't love the Word of God like I used to. I can quote you the Ten Commandments, but I didn't slow down enough to let God speak to me. And so we need to take time every day to be in the Word of God. And then what happens tonight when we neglect the Scriptures, we'll never live wisely. Listen to me, church, again. If you're not in the Word of God, listen, you'll not acquire wisdom. And so to acquire wisdom, you got to be in the Word of God. You got to do that. You got to seek her like treasures. You got to be in the Word of God. Now the third thing tonight, how we require wisdom, is by praying specifically for it. You run into people sometimes and they'll come in our office, and I know that Brother John, they're saying they'll come to the office and they'll say, you know, this is going on in my life or that's going on in my life. Things is falling apart in my life. I just don't know what we're going to do in our life. I don't know what we're going to do, what we're going to do. And the first question, have you been in the Word? No. I need to be. Have you been praying? No, but I should. I should. Well, listen, no wonder you're in trouble, amen. You're not praying, you're not in the Word. You're not in the Word. And so Scripture tells us, you know, we got to, for wisdom. And so listen, and you're familiar Scripture with James chapter 1, verse 5. James chapter 1, verse 5, it's one of those familiar Scriptures. It's one of those regular intakes that we have in our life, that when we run into situations in our life, that when in the center of God's will, we ask. So that's not so hard, amen? James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you, and so that just simply means, listen, if you don't have wisdom tonight as a child of God tonight, if you have wisdom tonight, it's because you haven't asked for it. God didn't say you had to jump through any hoops. He didn't say, he said, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Let him ask God. And so surely, you say, surely, Brother Chuck, surely it's not that simple. Well, God said it, and that settles it. Amen? And if God said it, that settles it tonight. Listen, so if you need wisdom in your life tonight, ask God for it. And ask God for it. Now, God, then you begin to have a communication with God. You might say, God, I need wisdom tonight. And your Word tells me, if I ask, you'll give it to me. And the Lord said, yes, I'll give you wisdom tonight, but listen, I really need you to get out of that second chair. It would help. So let's get that right. Let's get our love relationship back to where it needs to be. And then God said, hey, listen, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give it to you liberally. God will give you as much wisdom as you need. And so he's not slack. He's not short-handed, without reproach. Listen, without reproach, and he will be given to. It will be given to you, not maybe if it will be given to you. So to acquire wisdom tonight, listen. I know that's heavy theology tonight, but simple. Just ask God, ask him tonight. And so we know tonight that the Lord is generous. Amen. We know that he keeps his promise. Amen. And he gives wisdom to those who's asked him. So that means tonight, listen, we should diligently request it. God, I need wisdom. God, I need wisdom. And so after all, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But God is mindful of all that. And so you ask God, He gives you those things. And even, listen, even in times when we've made mistakes, you ever make a mistake? You ever did something that it wasn't a mistake? You just did it because you wanted to. I asked our children, what'd you do that for? Because I wanted to. And sometimes the children of God say, well, what'd you do that for? I wanted to. Sometimes it's a mistake. And so anyway, however, even when we make a mistake and we respond in the wrong way, God lovingly draws us back and He shows us a better way. His goal is to use the difficulties in our life to strengthen us and to mature us to be like Jesus. Now that's not how Jesus would do that, but listen, if you ask Him for wisdom, He'd give you wisdom and get out of that. Now, the fourth thing is this. To acquire wisdom by observing how God works in the world. And so if you've been outside lately and just, you know, a beautiful day, and you be outside and you just see all the beauty. You see how that, you know, all the leaves are gone from the trees and hadn't been that long ago when in the fall when the trees were beautiful and different colors and all those things. And then winter comes, it looks like everything has died. And it won't be very long. Matter of fact, today I've seen some trees begin to bud out a little bit. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6 says this. Go to the ants. You ever watch ants before? Yeah. And the scripture says, go to the ants. If you have questions. Then he said, you sluggers or you lazy bones. I think it must have been some lazy bones in Solomon's day. Amen. I'm glad that none of us like that today. And then he said, consider her or the ants' ways to be wise. Just look at the ants. And the Lord gives the power in creation. And it shows He displays all that His creation, the wisdom, and how He designs the mountains. So you have beautiful mountains around here. And so it's amazing to drive south and go and see the ocean and where you hadn't seen it in a long time. It just takes your breath to see the ocean and how it works. And then fortunate enough to have a place close enough to the ocean where you could listen to it in the night as it comes in, the tide comes in and out. It's amazing how God could do all that. And the seasons, how God just blesses us in the different seasons. Amen. In Kentucky, we're always blessed. And if you don't like, the weather in Kentucky is always perfect. And if you don't like the way it is right now, just wait a minute because it's going to change. Amen. So the sun shines, it's raining, and it can snow, do all that in the same day. We think about the seasons and the vegetation, and we think about the animals and all that God has blessed. And so He says that, tells us to observe the ants and the way they learn wisdom. The ant has a sense of direction. It never wanders around aimlessly. They always seem like they're busy going somewhere. Amen. They're organized. They're not running into each other. They're energetic. They're persistent and accomplishing their goal. All of which are examples to wisdom for us. Now, listen, animals come with a pre-programmed with ability and characteristic that God designed them to be. Amen. God did that for them, but He makes mankind. He gives us a choice. We can either learn wisdom by observing how He works, or we can focus on self and focus on how we want to do it, and act foolishly in the way in the eyes of God. And so wisdom comes that go to the ant. Solomon says, "Hey, listen and watch." But I'm telling you, listen. You go to God and watch Him. He'll give you the wisdom that you need. He'll give you that. Just look around. I don't know how you can look around at the beauty of the world that we live in and not believe in God. It's all there. And there's no other way to explain it except for God. Now, the fifth thing is this. We acquire wisdom by heeding or listening to godly counsel. Aren't you glad this morning for godly counsel? Listen to what Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15 says these words. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But he who heeds or listens to counsel is wise. Now, if we listen to godly counsel, I'm talking about godly counsel tonight. Listen, God blessed us all around us to have godly counsel. So if we listen to that, godly counsel, listen, there comes wisdom from godly counsel tonight. Not every one of us, none of us get to the place in life where we know everything. Only God knows that. But God blesses us sometimes. He blesses us sometimes with people around us. And so he shares them. So we take on godly counsel. Now, when you got godly counsel, when somebody's telling you something, you're asking God, help me here. Help me here, Lord, to identify with their spirit. Lord, help me to know that this is godly counsel. Not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God. And so there's godly people around us. And so when you have those godly people around you, and they love you, they're going to tell you the truth. And the truth is not always, listen, the truth doesn't always sound right. So sometimes the truth stings a little bit. And so have enough respect for godly counsel that when they say things to you that you don't like, that you listen to. That you listen to that. And so for the last 15 years, you know, Brother John and I, every Sunday morning, we're talking every Sunday morning, we're praying, but oftentimes in that comes godly counsel. And so you have to know and understand when you got an individual in your life, when you got somebody in your life that you know that's in the first chair, amen, and they're a learner of God, and they're under the disciple of God, they're in the army of God, and they're God speaking to them. And listen, when he says something, you pay attention. It lines up with the word of God, and it fits to the situation that you're in. And so it's wise. Scripture says it's wise to heed to wise counsel. And we gain wisdom that way. We gain wisdom from each other. Whenever God offers us wise counsel, we should immediately ask the Holy Spirit for discernment, identifying that spirit. The Holy Spirit's job is to guide us carefully into the truth that we can recognize right from wrong. Listen, babes in Christ need wise, godly counsel in the first chair. And oftentimes, listen to me, parents, oftentimes their counsel comes from you. They learn things from you. They learn how to communicate through you. We learn. And so sometimes babies are, when they're little, it takes them a little while until they can talk and those kind of things. But now, as long as the parents still talking baby talk, you understand what I'm saying? When that kid's 5 years old, if you're still talking to that child that way, then they're never going to grow out of it. They learn how to deal with their problems. They have a filter, and they're watching you, and how you do things, that's how they do things. You throw things across the room, and listen, they learn to do the same thing. They learn to do the same thing. And so wise counsel, and be cautious as parents and those children, because they're watching you. They're watching you. They do the same thing that you do. And so just watch. They're watching you all the time. All the time. We're going down the road, one of the men in our church, and when we were in Winchester, and we were driving down the road, and the little boy was in the back seat. We were talking about different things, what God wants us to do, and we're talking spiritual talk and those kind of things. The little boy in the back, listen, Earl's little boy in the back, he was thinking, hey, I need to add into this conversation. And he said, hey, Brother Chuck, and I said, what? I want to be just like my daddy. And I said, that's good. And he said, you know, when I get old enough, I'm going to smoke just like he does. And I'm saying, I didn't say it. I didn't say that. I didn't say anything. And I did a little while later, he said, I guess I need to quit smoking, right? And I said, I think that would be wise to say, quit smoking. Quit smoking. And so we gain wisdom that way. And so God helps us to listen to godly counsel. Now understand this. Number six is that we acquire wisdom by associating with the wise. Now listen to me. That young people, listen to me. Listen, this is not a suggestion. This is not something that we think is a good idea. This comes from the Word of God. This is what God says. And so it goes for young people. It goes for young adults. It goes for all of us. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, and we're learners now. We're disciples of Christ. We're sitting in the first chair, and God's speaking to us and saying, "Now here's the wisdom that I want you, and here's how you can get it." Now wisdom by associating with the wise. Now Solomon says, "Well, he is the wisest." Amen. We can't get it from anybody any better than him. He says these words: "He who walks with wise men will be wise." Now I think, hey, listen, that's a good thought. And if I could say to you, hey, listen, I believe that to be true. If you wise men that walk with wise men, they'll be wise. But listen, there's more emphasis on that. God said. You know, it's not what this preacher was saying. Listen, what I give you tonight is the Word of God. And God has said, and that settles it. Amen. And so if you practice it, you'll be wise. What he says. He who walks with wise men will be wise. But the companions of a fool will be destroyed. Now listen, that may sound like deep theology to you tonight, but listen, it's just the Word of God. And so it's true on both ends. You want to run with wise people, then Scripture says you'll be wise. If you want to run with the fools of this world, listen, then you'll be destroyed. So our choices of friends are crucial because they have power to influence on how we live. Godly people that we hang out with will help us to become wise. But those who have no interest in discovering the following of Christ's plan will lead to a foolish life. People that are living a foolish life are people that are not wise. They're certainly not in the first chair. And oftentimes in the second chair, because they have lost their first love. They have been influenced by the world. And somehow or another they've turned from God and they've turned from God, and all of a sudden their life is turned upside down. If you want to have wisdom tonight, listen, walk with the wise and you'll be wise. That's what God says. Now the seventh thing tonight is this: acquiring wisdom as a gift from God. Acquiring wisdom is a gift from God. Now listen, you don't have to be the pastor to have wisdom. You don't have to be a deacon to have wisdom. You don't have to be a certain age to have wisdom. If you're sitting in the first chair, God wants to give you wisdom. And it's so difficult. God makes it so hard for us. Listen to what Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 23. God gives wisdom. He's giving it out. It's not hard. It's not you gotta reach a spiritual maturity in your life or a level up here. God said, hey, listen, I'm giving out wisdom. Hey, if I reach in my pocket tonight and I pull out a handful of candy, listen. And I offer it, listen, hear that, listen, all the eyes of the kids. When we were in Africa, Harold Riley was with us, and there were hundreds of kids around us, and he had one of those big bags, this big, of suckers. And so he thought, hey, listen, y'all want suckers? Now, they're not like kids in America. They don't see suckers. Listen, they don't have suckers laying all over the building and outside and inside. They don't know. Listen, he opened up that bag and listen, it was gone. I never saw where they all went to. But next thing I know, listen, I don't know how they got the paper off of them. Right, you look down and none of them had a sucker, and all of a sudden they all had a sucker stick to get out of their mouth. we went to a meeting the day before that, and I'd asked the pastor, I'd said, you know, can I had some candy. Can I hand these out to the kids? And he said, I'd rather you not. And that struck me funny, and I thought, okay. I waited a little while longer, and I asked the interpreter, asked him again if I could hand out candy to these kids. And I heard him say, I could see, he was shaking his head. No. And so later on, no means no, right? And the third time that I asked him, then he looked, I sent him look and said, and the interpreter said, go ahead. And so, hey, listen, so I go outside, you know, and so I got an interpreter there, and I say, everybody line up. And he was trying to get them to line up and listen. And so they were lined up, and I opened up the box, and I don't know where the line went, but my box was gone, and all my suckers were gone. That's fast. And so God said, hey, listen, for God gives wisdom, and so it's available to you. There's no reason to go through life. There's no reason to go through circumstances in your life without the wisdom of God. And so God said, listen, the only reason that you have not because you ask not. Yeah, and so I would give you, I would have helped you if you let me. I would have helped you if you would let me. He says in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26, for God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight. Those who are pleasing to him. See, that's why it's important to be in that first chair. That's why it's important to be obedient to God. That's why it's important to be in the Word of God. That's why it's important. When you're pleasing God, listen, then God's going to take care of you. God's going to give you the wisdom and the knowledge and joy. And he does that to all those who are good in his sight. Solomon has a way of saying, here's right, here's the rewards, and here's wrong, and here's that rewards. And that's what he says here. But to the sinner, he gives the work, gatherings, collections, that he may give to him who is good before God. But to the sinners and all they do, all the good in the world, listen, God's going to take that good. If there's any good, God's going to give it to those that he's pleased with. Give to them those who is good before him. This also is vanity, grasping at the wind, chasing after the wind, the lost. The Lord gives wisdom and knowledge, joy. He gives all of that. The question tonight, listen, if you're here tonight lost and don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, which is the fourth chair? God wants to give you wisdom and knowing that, listen, you don't have to stay in that chair. You don't have to go out into eternity lost in a place called hell because I've made provisions for that. You don't have to stay there. Matter of fact, he says, it is not my will that any should perish. Everybody that ever gone to hell was not the will of God. They chose to reject the wisdom, the knowledge of God, and they stayed in that chair, and now they're in eternity, and they're for that forever of their choice. And so if the wisdom tonight we find in the Word of God, the Word of God says, you know, today is the day of salvation. That's wisdom, amen. Today, that's wise counsel coming from God and delivered to you. You see, all I am this morning, I just open up God's mail and I give it to you. Amen. Open up God's word. And it says, when you open up God's word for the salvation, you know, today's the day of salvation. Today's the day. No reason to leave here lost and gamble with eternity. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. Amen. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. Don't leave here lost. Here's some questions for you tonight in closing. Do you or do we live life without giving much thought to what God wants to do in our life? Is that you tonight? Second chair, third chair, maybe the fourth chair. What is keeping you from discovering the following plans of God has specifically designed for you? Here's a plan. You ever have a plan for your children? You have a plan for your children, a perfect plan, and you helping them and do all that, and then sometimes they walk away from you. What did you do that for? What did you do that for? Well, sometimes because I wanted to, or sometimes they said, I don't know why. One of these days you're going to have to stand before God and He's going to ask you, why didn't you do that? Do you know, listen, you've never seen the full plan of God in your life because you didn't trust me, because you leaned on your own understanding. You never found my path in life. And in the first year, you would say, I am actively seeking wisdom from God and trying to, and finding direction in my life. And God's not asking, hey, listen, do you go to church? Do you read your Bible every now and then? Do you pray? Sometimes you need those kind of things. He's not asking that. Are you seeking wisdom? Listen, God's trying to help us, church. Listen. If we want revival tonight, listen, this is not the easiest chair to sit in. It's much easier to stay home than it is to go. A gentleman said to me one day, said, listen, me and my wife have been having problems. She's fussing at me to go to church. And so this morning, listen, I stayed home. And he said, we had the most wonderful day. We had the most wonderful day. Much like you would not believe the day we had. It was wonderful. Wise counsel said to him, it won't last. And he said, we'll wait and see. 2 weeks later, I got a phone call. Crying and squalling on the other end. Brother Chuck, you will not believe. You will not believe what's going on in my home. First, listen, God will help us. We can't turn away from Him. And so you have to ask yourself this question. Young people, listen to me now. Are your friends hindering you or helping you to live wise lives? You see, to acquire wisdom tonight, listen, that you got to seek it as hidden treasures. Meditate on the Word of God. You got to be in the Word of God. You got to pray specifically. You got to observe how God works in our world, heeding God's wise counsel, associating with the wise, and asking God for wisdom tonight. God, we need wisdom. Know how to move on. We need wisdom. How to move on. Maybe you're here and you're lost. You need wisdom. Know how to get in the first chair. God will help you do that. Maybe you're in the third chair. Maybe you, hey, listen, lived all this life. Think, hey, listen, I'm fine just like I am. The only problem is there's no fruit in your life. There's no fruit in your life. God says, hey, listen, children of God will produce the fruits of the Spirit. It's a natural thing. It's a natural thing for us to produce fruit and a spiritual fruit. If there's no and have never been any spiritual fruit in your life, listen, you're in trouble. Satan will say, hey, listen, you're just fine. That's what the men out of Matthew thought. They were just fine because they did many wonderful works. In the name of God. The saddest words in the world to hear is to stand before God and think, hey, I got this. And maybe two of them stand beside of each other and say, hey, listen, you remember that time when I gave $1 million to the church, to God? Oh, I remember a time when, you know, I give some money too. And I've done that all of my life. And then they stand before God and God says, you too, workers of iniquity. Listen, I never knew you. How sad. How sad. How sad. Listen, don't leave here tonight in the wrong chair. It'll be a sad day when you stand before God. And He says to you, you workers of iniquity, I never, ever knew you. Church, God wants you to have wisdom. We have to ask and receive it. If you'll do that, God will do big things in your life. Don't let Satan lie to you that you can't be in that chair because of different things. Listen, if you're in a right relationship with God, you're in that chair. You're in that chair. If you're here tonight and need to come to the Lord and ask God, God, help me, give me wisdom, God will give it to you. So the invitation tonight, listen, I just want you to slow down a little bit. Slow down a bit. Slow down a little bit and just think. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak to your spirit tonight. And ask the God, Lord, am I in the first chair, Lord? Am I in the first chair? Lord, am I living for you, Lord? Am I hungry for the Word of God, Lord? Am I telling other people about Jesus? Lord, am I looking more like the world than I am you? Lord, am I acting like all the other men at work, other women at work, other kids at school? Lord, am I acting more like them than I am you? Ask the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit sink into you. Because, listen, it'll be a blessing to your life if you can move over in this chair. It'll be a blessing in your life, listen, if you come to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And so the bottom line is, listen, it's up to you. Now, I could promise you tonight, listen, that your pastor longs for that. He prays, and his wife, they're praying for you, and they're longing for you. They're praying. They want you in the first chair. They want you to have wisdom. They want you to have productive life. They want you to have a blessed family. They want you to be godly mom and dad. They want you to be godly individuals when you go to work. They want all of that. Yet they teach you and preach to you and live in front of you and all those things. And the bottom line, it comes down to you. And sometimes people say no. But listen, a lot of times people say yes. And we watch those people. We watch them grow in wisdom and knowledge. God wants that for you tonight, church. He does. And so I just want you to bow your head tonight. Bow your head tonight as the praise team comes tonight. I just want you to take a few minutes. Listen, God says, you know, just be still and know that I'm God. Don't let another opportunity pass you by. This world that we live in, listen, it'll suck you up, chew you up, and spit you out. It's out to steal, kill, and destroy. But God says that He wants you to have life and have it more abundantly. You got to want that. You got to be able to lay all that other stuff aside. Seek Him first and His kingdom. And all these other things you've been chasing after, listen, God will bless you. And it doesn't matter tonight. It doesn't matter tonight where you're at. God can help you. So you win, dummy. You win or you lose by the way you choose. You win for Christ when you choose Christ. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you, Lord. It's such a serious time. And Lord, you've made wisdom so available to us tonight. Lord, as individuals and as families and mamas and daddies and spiritual leaders of the home and the church. And God, you so desperately, Lord, want to fill your church with the wisdom of God. God, we got to stop. We got to dig it out. Lord, we got to search for it. Got to long for it. God, fix my family. Lord, fix my position. Lord, fix me. Lord, fix my life. It's a mess. Lord, help me to find godly counsel tonight. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, just in the stillness of this hour, as they begin to play, that, Lord, you begin to speak to our hearts, and, Lord, you begin to draw them. You begin to draw them. I want you to stand tonight.